It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, my friend. Welcome back to Fresh Oil. I'm Pastor Keith Manley, and we're right in the middle of a series that I've entitled Grace in the Grit, Hope for the Hard Days. And in this series, we've explored how God's grace shows up when life hurts, and how he makes beauty out of the broken places in our life. Today's message is deeply personal and immensely practical. I've entitled it, Learning to Lean on Grace. Because if we're honest, most of us know how to lean on ourselves. We lean on our own wisdom, our own logic, our own strength and the plans that we've made. But grace calls us to something far better. Grace calls us to lean on the strength of someone who can't fail. Let's discover what it really means to lean fully and confidently on the grace of God. Let's begin by facing a truth that we often resist. Self-reliance is one of the greatest enemies of grace. You heard me right. Your own reliance on your own strength is one of the biggest dangers of God moving in your life because you're trusting in yourself. You know, Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived, he gave this amazing advice in Proverbs 3. He said, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths." Did you hear that? Do not lean on your own understanding. Why? Because it's limited. It's flawed. It's shaped by our society. It's shaped by the wounds that we've gone through, the fears that hold us back. And it has an incomplete perspective. How often do we do just that? We lean on what makes sense to us. We lean on the advice of others before we first seek God. We lean on our track record, our experience, our talents, our income, our education. And then life throws something at us that our understanding can't explain, and suddenly we're falling apart. And that's what happens when your foundation is your own strength. See, friend, grace invites us to something deeper, a dependence on God. Now, what does it mean to lean on grace? You say, "Keith, you make that sound easy." To lean on grace means to rest the weight of your life on God's ability instead of your own. Think about the imagery of this. When you lean, you're trusting in what you're leaning against. You're trusting that it will hold you up. So when Scripture says don't lean on your own understanding, it's not saying don't use your brain. It's saying don't depend on your brain to carry what only grace can hold. See, leaning on grace means trusting God's timing when yours feels too slow. It means believing His promises even when they don't make sense to you and they don't match your present reality. It means relying on His Spirit when your strength feels all gone and you feel like you can't go another mile. It means resting in His love when you feel unlovable, like no one cares about what you're going through. See, Paul understood this in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 9. He said this, "But this happened that we might not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead." See, Paul went through intense suffering. Read his story. He says, this happens so he'd stop leaning on Paul and start leaning on God who raises the dead. That's a God worth trusting, my friend. A God who will never let you down. Now let's talk for a minute about some signs that you're not leaning on grace. Let's have a heart check. How do you know when you're not leaning on grace? Let me give you a few signs. Number one, you're exhausted. I'm not talking about the kind that a nap can fix. I'm talking about soul exhaustion. When you're weary in your mind, That's often the fruit of carrying a burden that God never asked you to carry alone. So many times people carry the weight of the world on their shoulders. And God says, no, trust in the Lord with all your heart. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Lean not on your own understanding. And guess what? The Lord will direct your paths. I believe a second sign that you're not leaning on grace is when you're anxious all the time. I mean, you feel like everything depends on you. Fear grows. And grace says, you don't have to hold it all together. God's got this. Friend, anxiety will rob you of joy in your life. When you don't trust God and you're trusting just in your own strength, it'll bring such anxiety because you're never meant to do that. And the third sign is when you can't stop controlling. You micromanage. You can't let go. You feel like if you don't do it, everything's going to fall apart. See, friend, that's leaning on self. That's trusting in my wisdom and my strength instead of the wisdom of God and trusting Him that He has everything under control. And then finally, a fourth sign that lets me know I'm not leaning on grace is when my prayer life begins to suffer, when you rarely pray. You say, why is that, Keith? Because deep down, you believe your plan is enough. And prayer is a declaration of dependence on God. So Satan really tries to keep you away from fellowship with God. He tries to keep you away from church. He tries to keep you away from reading the Word and certainly keep you away from praying. Because when we pray to God and we open up to God, He tells us that we have to stop depending on ourselves. But here's the good news. Grace doesn't condemn us for these things. It just invites us to return into the rest that God provides for us at the cross. Listen, friend, Jesus was our perfect model of leaning. Let's look at Jesus. Yes, He was fully God, but He was also fully human as a man. He modeled perfect dependence on the Father. Listen to what He said in John 5 and verse 19. Verily, truly, I tell you, the Son of Man can do nothing by Himself. He can only do what He sees His Father doing. See, Jesus didn't operate out of self-reliance. He lived in surrendered obedience to the will of the Father. Even in the Garden of Gethsemane, do you remember that prayer He prayed? Not my will, but yours be done. You see, even Jesus leaned. And because He did, we can do the same. You know, in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15 and 16, the Bible says this, for we do not have a high priest who's unable to empathize with our weaknesses. Let us therefore approach God's throne of grace with confidence. We don't crawl to grace. We don't beg for grace. We lean boldly into it, knowing that we can lean on Him, and when you lean on Him, you'll never fall. So, how do you start leaning, not just in crisis, but in the daily grind? Because that's what we're talking about this week, going through the grit. Here are four habits that will help you. Number one, begin your day surrendered to God. Before your feet hit the floor, just whisper out, Lord, I lean on You today. I believe that's a great way to start each and every day. Lord, I lean on You. I remember reading the biography of Catherine Kuhlman, and every day she would begin her day by saying, good morning, Holy Spirit. See, I think sometimes we just forget that God's ever present. He's right there in the room. Each and every day of your life, He's there, wanting to be an active part of your life. So start your day surrendered to Him. And then secondly, pray before planning. Involve the Holy Spirit in your schedule, your to-do list for the day, each and every decision you make. Don't wait until things go wrong and then cry out to God in desperation. Pray before planning. Involve the Holy Spirit in your schedule. And then thirdly, pause anytime you get overwhelmed. When anxiety spikes, just stop and say, God, I'm leaning into Your strength right now and not mine. I'm trusting You in this, God, and I know You're going to see me through. And then finally, just end your day with gratitude. Look back and thank Him for where His grace showed up, even in what seemed very small. I love to journal, and I think a good way to end your day is just write a few notes of how God saw you through that day. Let Him know you appreciate what He's done in your life. Now let's just wind this up today by talking about leaning into the grace of God. You see, first, leaning on grace means letting go of earning. You can't lean and perform at the same time. Leaning is surrendering. So it's saying, God, I can't hold this up, but You can hold it up. In Galatians 2:21, Paul said, I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing. So to lean into the grace of God means to stop striving and start resting in the finished work of the cross. And leaning on grace means staying dependent, not in just when we have crisis moments, but always. We often lean on grace in the worst times of our life. But what if we made leaning our lifestyle? See, Jesus said in John 15 and verse 5, apart from Me, you can do nothing. Grace isn't just for emergencies. It's the daily fuel of a life that walks in freedom, peace, and power. Thirdly, leaning on grace trains us to recognize the voice of the Good Shepherd. Like a lamb who was carried, we start to hear God more clearly the closer we stay in His fellowship. We learn that grace isn't just for forgiveness, it's relationship. I'm walking with the One who knows my name. He knows my frame. He remembers that we're dust, and He gladly gives strength to the weak. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 29 said, He gives strength to the weary and He increases the power of the weak. My friend, you don't need to be strong enough. You just need to learn to lean hard enough. Let grace be your leaning post today, your inner anchor. God's not disappointed in your weakness. No, it draws Him in to try to strengthen you and help you. Because the more you lean, the more you find He's the One that's been holding you up all along the entire time. So let me pray for you today, my friend. I don't know what you're going through today, but listen, God knows what you're facing. Father, we confess today that we often lean on our own understanding. We lean on ourselves, God, on our wisdom, our strength, our experience. But today we lay that down and we choose to lean into grace, because Your grace is enough, God. Your grace is enough. And when we're tired, God, You're not. When we're confused, You're clear. When we're broken, You're whole. Teach us today to trust You, God, not just in the big things, but in every step of our life. Make us a people who lean, God, not in fear, but we lean in faith. We ask this now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Friend, I so appreciate you tuning in each and every day, whether you're listening on radio, on Apple Podcasts, on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter, wherever you listen to this program, we so appreciate you tuning in each and every day. Go by our website at weneedgod.com and drop me a message. I'd love to hear from you today. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about what God can do with your mess. Walk in grace. He loves you.
If you're enjoying the ministry of Fresh Oil, check out some of the resources we have available online. Keith Manley has authored a number of books that are available on Amazon.com, including his memoir, This Is My Story. His book, The Grace Revolution, is also available, along with a number of novels in paperback, hardcover, and Kindle ebook. His music is available on Apple Music, Spotify, and all the streaming platforms. Thanks for your support for this radio ministry.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.